says a lot of this knowledge is thousands of years old, ancient and essential. Do you have any idea? Can you scan?
What are you looking at? What is it?
Well, like I say, I don't know where I got it. It's called All Combinations.
Well, you know where you got it. Did you pick it up off the chair, the floor? Who handed it to you?
In my travels, I am half the time only partially conscious of what I'm about. In other words, I'm taking in so much information and different aspects, business cards from people. I make connections and then have to dismiss it while I go on to the next moment. So.
But if you're unconscious or not conscious, see, there is no such thing as unconscious either. Right. So let's just deal with not conscious. If you're not conscious, truly, wholly of the moment, and I would say that somebody has their ideas screwed up, because spirituality must always be number one.
They put it third.
You can't put spirituality third.
Well, in the mundane sense, you need to possibly become aware of health and environment as the present moment. And then, like it says, human rights and ways to fight back as a way to activate a commitment. Then you realize the spiritual knowledge as being most important. So even though I recognize there's something here, for some reason I've not taken the time to delve into it. I think that I have the knowledge already from ancient wisdoms to identify with this. I just thought maybe you could scan it. And
well, I'm not...
Leave it alone for now or spend some time...
That's strictly up to you. That's your dharma. What do you want to do about it? You see, I see several things wrong with what you just said.
Okay.
About it.
I
understand what the writer is trying to say. Everybody has some kind of a solution, and yet nobody has had a solution. Spirituality, your relationship with God in perfection, I'm not talking about the gods. I'm talking about your highest source and yourself. That spirituality has to be cemented. And when that happens, you will automatically swing over to live in the proper direction for bringing balance and harmony within your space. And that brings joy.
Also brings an end to my crusade.
Well, we talked crusades, and the second thing I wanted to talk about was how to fight it. You don't ever win by fighting anything. That is a misnomer, a misspeak, and a misperception. You create, or you don't build anything. Destruction is a thing of man. God only creates. Man is stuck having to deal with that which is already created, and he can manipulate it as long as it's in the physical. He can bury you as far as your thought processes and your soul growth, if you let it happen. And as long as your ego thinks you can handle everything and you know everything, it will not allow the spirituality to blossom. It will shrivel you. It's like the ones who say, oh, I can just entertain Satan himself. Well, forget it, because he is going to be chewing your ears off. Why would you want to entertain Satan himself? Why would you want to play in that game? And as long as you fight something, you have taken an adversarial stance. And any time you have an adversarial stance, you cannot create. Because you are focused in the manipulating ego moment, or the idea of what you want to have happen. And that's what we're all working to overcome, is this need to fight something. And this is a term that all of you use, including myself, because I don't know what else to use. We keep fighting this battle. What battle? What fight? But you can then understand, at least we can communicate. How can I possibly come to a group of people who think you've got to fight something and say, nope, just be. Well, explain that. Well, when I explain it, 4 days later, people are irritated with me. So we have to assume that, for instance, you are very new to my experience.
You're speaking directly to me now?
I'm talking to you directly. You are very new to expressing with me. So you've got to learn what I project. I have to learn what you project. And yet we're 7 years into this. I can't take the time from a meeting like this to just spend with you. Does everybody hear me? I don't want to be offensive. I'm trying just to communicate.
I'm not offended. In other words, you don't want me to address you on this question of attacking, because that's not exactly what I meant. It's just that all that I have learned in 30 years, the dominant forces of government, schools, and religion. In fact, what I noticed about this is it says how to run a spiritual scam, and what it's pointed out that so many people that set themselves up as the being of light and the light teacher is but a reflection of the angel of light, Lucifer, because Lucifer, when him and his followers came here, they took on duality, both the light and the darkness. That's not even accurate.
No, it's pretty accurate.
It's good and evil. You need darkness, for within the darkness is where you come to know light. It's the good and evil that needs to be distinctive. And I am just tired of the people being brainwashed or cultured to deny the truth.
How are you going to stop it?
Condemn those of us that try to find the truth. And it's like this UCLA discovery. It traveled across the country over TV and newspaper one day, and then you heard nothing. This should be a front headline story. UCLA discovers there's a little enzyme or a little secretion that makes the cancer cells invisible to the immune system so that you can't boost the immune system to cure cancer. That when you hit it with free radicals developed by radiation and chemotherapy, that all you do is like setting up a nest of hornets to spread throughout the body. That taking antibiotics is probably the number one situation that leads to the development of these organisms that's invisible to the immune system, so that the cancer itself, as an army of soldiers traveling throughout the body, find these nest of organisms and surround it to protect the body, and is not a disease, but part of the secondary immune system. That should have been talked about for days and weeks and continue to envelop until we had every research center in the world focused on the truth about cancer. And stop this.
So what is your
crazy research?
What is your
keeps the money machine going?
Let's hear you offer. What would be your solution? You see, you have gone from reflection of the light to beware.
No,
absolutely beware. Because when you start lumping receivers or reflections of the light or ones claiming to be the light, beware. Anyone of the light would never, ever say, I am the light, the only light.
That's exactly true. And so many times, though, ones are worshipped. I see it many places. Last year, I learned of Mahikari, which is Japanese for true light. 12 million people around the earth are learning to channel light. And I admire them at their dedication and their self-sacrifice. But they still give out the signals. You can know them by their fruits. You can know them when they use terms that tell you they are but a mere image of the Creator, a reflection of truth. In other words,
but be very careful. Be very, very careful, because you also say I've been working at this for 30 years. 30 years?
33.
Why don't you try 33 million?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been told that, too, fighting the war of the heavens with Gabriel. But I'm here now.
And you're trying to figure it out here. Well, that's your purpose.
I'm trying to figure, why should I try? Why don't I just go off and
why don't we all just
learn
go off?
To love myself?
Because it's not enough, is it?
Again,
you are
I've
birthed
seen
into
suffering.
A world of humanity. It is your species. It is our species. And if we settle for lesser than perfection, one with God, not the God.
What is God?
God is the source.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. The Father, the Creator.
Right.
The whole, in my understanding, the whole universe makes up the body of God. And from the center of God proceedeth, or like out of the mouth of God proceedeth, the word that permeates every atom in the universe, this cosmic energy. That
and what is the energy? What is the energy?
It's just a fine wavelength of life that without it, we would shrivel up and die.
You are the thought, the electric thought expressed, manifest from and of God. And your soul began when God thought you. And that source is light, L-I-G-H-T. And I anger when we have to hide our books because they cross someone else's tail. I hear your frustration, so be gracious enough to hear mine. We come and we do what we can. And it cannot be perfect, because if you make it perfect, you become set upon a pedestal and you become a god. I don't care what channel, quote, channel you have. Handle him or her incorrectly and you have created a swami. That is not God. An avatar is not God. They're teachers. And they very well may be able to handle etheric-ness. You've got the Satya Sai Babas, and yet Satya Sai Baba is a human being. And he pulled his strength from Babaji. I am with God. I am not the God. There is no such thing as the God, for we all are.
What about the missing capstone with the all-seeing eye? And the, what, for better expression, the Majestic 12 deals with UFOs, but the 12... that formed that pyramid, the Rothschilds and Seligman and Warburg. What about the fact that they hold themselves separated above man and God on earth?
I don't care what they hold themselves to be. They are less than man. That is free Masonic Illuminati. And I don't need to argue it.
It's not my purpose to argue. I am not... And what I'm trying to do is shed light on others, not as gods, but as individuals that have focused their attention in different aspects of truth. For instance, this term on this advertisement in Perceptions magazine. By the way, if this is going out, those folks that get Perceptions from September on will learn of Dr. Sam Chichua and how at 13 he went into medical school because his father had a year to live. And he discovered the secrets to how the body works. What has eluded both spiritual and science of all this time? Now, I have learned through forensic hypnotherapy in San Bernardino how to, in 20 minutes or 5 minutes or 5 seconds, alleviate physical suffering of either mental, emotional, or cancerous, arthritis-type afflictions, because the mind is all-powerful. With a simple device such as aromatherapy, you can stop a food addiction or hunger in 5 seconds. So it can be done. With Dr. Roger Callahan's technique of tapping energy into the thought field or using the agorhythm, you can overcome any kind of drug addiction, food addiction, depression, phobias, and that's, I might mention, 1-800-359-CURE. Anybody wants to send for a free package? I believe it's outrageous, actually, that here's a man that's been on TV in front of millions of people for 20 years. Why isn't every psychiatrist and psychologist in the country curing their patients in 5 minutes over the telephone? We know the answer. That's why they don't want to cure cancer. That's why we have to see our children, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, and our loved ones tied up, hooked up with tubes and injected with all sorts of hideous things. In other words, the Hippocratic Oath says that they take. It's sort of like politicians taking an oath to support the Constitution from both enemies, foreign and domestic. Doctors take an oath, the Hippocratic Oath, that says, do no harm. Do no harm? Oh, obviously surgery is not invasive. Radiation is not invasive. Chemotherapy, your hair falling out, turning black with immune system dying. I've got videos of little babies being given this new technique that's praised as the greatest breakthrough in leukemia, the blood from the umbilical cord. When you see this baby turn black as its immune system is being destroyed, so it can have this marvelous new breakthrough, and yet leukemia can be cured with a genetic science that's been tested in the University of Colorado here in 7 days. What I am crusading for is to take and get people to get involved, as I do. I'm constantly on radio stations. In fact, last night I tried to talk on KFI. They were talking about the 17-year-old that wants a Kellogg grizzly bear, or a Kodiak bear, as his Make-A-Wish Foundation request. And a lot of controversy. I'm sure most people have heard about it by now. They wouldn't let me on the air. I did get on a later program and pointed out that UCLA has now made the world aware. In fact, now it's interesting. They know that at least I know, and I'm sure with my efforts, a lot of others are going to know, that they know that I know that they know that I know that they can cure cancer.
I have a question.
Safely, 100%.
Which is totally rude of me to interrupt.
No, it's not rude at all.
How many of the journals have you read?
As far as I've read articles going back about a year and a half.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the Phoenix Journals.
Yes. I go back about a year and a half. But I haven't a overall understanding of every different kind of article. But everything I've read has been what I consider a cutting-edge technology and information that I'm already aware of through Chuck Harder and this station 840 out of Vegas with Lou Epton and Laura Lee network. In other words, there's a lot of networks. With the Granada Forum, we stay abreast of these things.
Well, you see what's happening, though. You're singing to the choir.
I know that. But
I know that you're trying to share this.
This tape can be passed out to somebody that doesn't hear the choir. That is my point. That is my dream. That is my hope. Well, I got involved 4 months ago and have ate, drank, and slept and pushed myself. And my little physical, my little animal has had to suffer because of this, going from show to show or place to place to try to get someone else activated besides myself to go on television, to write Voice of the People in the newspaper, to demand the FDA, because these studies have been done and accepted. If this article gets read into this tape that I've given to, I'm not sure, I can't remember the lady's name, in other words, Dharma's.
That's fine. That's close enough.
Okay, excuse me, but I fell 10, 60 feet 2 years ago and the brain ain't been the same since. The point is, when is people going to do their part? Just the old idea of tell two people, they'll tell four, or they'll tell two and becomes 4, 8, 16. And a lot of lives are lost right now. I don't have the credibility even though I'm known as Dr. Dean, I don't have the credibility to get these things across, such as Dr. Habib Fakhri of the UCLA, the way this article was written. I haven't even taken the time to go and get the whole research project, which is available now. But others can do this. When am I going to get some help?
You're assuming there is no other way.
I believe this to be, like it says here, the magic bullet.
But if you assume it to be the magic bullet, you don't look further either.
I don't what?
You don't look farther either.
I'm only
You are looking
direction.
No farther than what you think you found.
I believe
And they're not going to allow that out there. So if you stop and try to force something, you might very well never allow it to flourish. It isn't that I'm arguing that you should not try or you shouldn't continue on your journey. I have to say, however, that that is not our particular focus here. And we're very happy to run something in the newspaper. But you're going to be right here while you watch while other people have solutions to problems.
Rick has expressed to me that right now you're so busy that you don't want anybody dropping by or working in the area.
Well, you assuming that you think we're just here. Everybody is terribly busy.
That's what he's expressed to me. In other words, I need to be planted. Like, I've been invited to write for this Perceptions magazine. Okay? But I need to be present. In other words, right now I'm like a loose cannon.
Dangerous.
I just go where I see.
Extremely dangerous to anyone that you whose deck you flop around on.
Well, shotgun approach. In other words, shotgun approach is just shooting in all directions hoping you'll hit something.
Excuse me, Terry, can I say something? The distinction I think we need to make here is the distinction between Dharma or purpose and crusade.
Crazy, crusade, caring. Caring, crusade. Crazy.
And what I mean is this. Everybody here has a purpose. And almost everybody here, I'm not sure that everybody here for sure knows what their purpose is.
Does anybody?
Including you. To be on a crusade, not knowing your purpose.
I know my purpose. I don't know how I can... I don't want to do it alone.
Okay. But what if you have to do it alone until, without being on a crusade, people just willingly join you without you having to convince them? In other words, you are so clear of your purpose that it really doesn't matter whether anybody joins you.
My purpose is to let the mothers of this world know. Actually, what I have to say is my purpose, I believe it's going to be the mothers of this world that's going to save this world from this New World Order total enslavement and the destruction of half the population, at least. We know that to be the case. I also know that there's going to be a lot of natural disasters that are going to get in the way of this New World Order idea. But it's the mothers that the compassion, once they realize that this information was brought by a 13-year-old boy whose father was dying, and he got busy and looked through computers and found a cure for all diseases, heart disease, Alzheimer's.
Excuse me. You're on your crusade.
Okay, I'm sorry. But the point is, the mothers, when they get aware that the Colorado University had this cure for leukemia 12 years ago. I mean, Rod LaCruz's daughter died 2 weeks ago. You know what she died of? It wasn't leukemia. It was stupidity, because he was told that she could be saved. But by non-conventional means. Now, this is a medical doctor. I've been, Al Ward, or forensic hypnotherapy, for 36 years, has, with hypnosis, allowed the individual to see their own origin of any disease that they've had, or any broken knee or whatever, broken foot. Excuse me.
I mean. Okay, let's assume that forensic hypnosis or
mothers,
whatever.
How many of you ladies agree?
Terry.
The mothers.
Terry.
Would be sick to death knowing that their children are dying of leukemia because of the almighty dollar and the bankers.
The mothers who have children with leukemia probably do care.
And the other mothers.
But the majority of mothers in this planet don't have children with leukemia. Therefore,
they know they'll get one out of four will die.
Well,
of cancer. When they see, we're too busy with our baseball and our
Terry. Can I say something?
Social plan, sure.
Everybody on this planet is not going to be on your crusade.
Not if they're involved with the bank or the hospitals.
Terry, everybody in this room will not be involved in your crusade.
Should they be, though? What is God's idea of affection?
Well, you see, if we get into your idea of God's idea...
I'm asking you.
I don't have... The only idea that I can have is in line with my purpose.
What is your purpose?
My purpose is not to join your crusade.
I don't want that.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't be or have a crusade.
I'm just saying, let's just stop the bullshit. We can stop it right now if people get together. Everywhere I look.
Well, when you say when people get together.
We're all fighting each other.
No,
just
okay.
Like,
but
George Green.
All right. We are fighting each other, but why are we fighting each other? See, why do you want to convince me or us of your crusade?
I shouldn't have to convince anybody. Listen, folks, I've got a videotape. It's called, it's from Cleon Skousen's Naked Capitalist by Edward Griffin, okay? It's called Capitalist Conspiracy, and it discussed the Illuminati, who they are, what they're all about, and their one greatest weapon.
You're preaching to the choir.
Their one greatest weapon is divide and conquer. Is that your understanding?
Yeah.
Divide and conquer. How many of these groups, whether they be in, we got 2,000... Basic, you're shaking your head, lady. Would you like to comment? We have 2,000 basic Protestant religions in this country. In Italy, they don't have this problem. They have one church and they have one mafia. No problem. Okay?
Dr. Dean, we covered this 7 years ago.
But what happened to it? Did it get forgotten?
Nobody in here has forgotten it.
You have forgotten it.
You are a guest in our home. And you are complaining because we're not doing enough.
I'm not complaining. I'm here to find out what my purpose is within this group.
Maybe there's no purpose here in this group. We don't have a group even.
Well, I'm looking for affection. This lady had a comment. She was shaking her head.
No, I don't have a comment. I think you need to understand that many of the people in this room have listened to the commander for 7 years. When they say you're talking to the choir, that's what they mean. I haven't been that privileged. I've only been here about 3 years. But in many respects, I think we're way ahead of you. And I drove 2 hours today to get here. Many people drove a lot longer than that. We came to hear the commander. I really would appreciate being able to listen to him.
Okay, if that's how everybody feels, I am not trying to take over this meeting at all, okay? I thought that it would be... interesting and desirable for you that you were asking to hear this point, okay? It's one simple point. If the mother of this world could be activated and know that it's the Illuminati, the bank, Ari Harrington Insurance Company that owns every bank in the world, Chinese, I know that. But this tape goes to somebody. You know, you're saying...
We take them as much as we can, and I'm getting angry. I truly am getting angry. We have covered this for years and years and years and years. You are new in here. You haven't bothered.
We have a man that wants to talk over you.
You haven't bothered to find out what anyone in here is about before you come to bring us your problem. Everyone will accept your problem and your crusade. It is the same crusade that we serve every day of our lives. How do you waken a world asleep? How do you touch the mothers of the sick child? And most of the mothers of the world anymore are in limbo lands, a sound asleep.
Are working their ass off in some bank or hospital.
Why don't you just shoot everybody in the world?
Oh, no. The mothers should be home nurturing and caring and raising their children. It's because of banking and because of this whole...
Terry, if a mother doesn't want to be home nursing her child, is that okay with you? Not every mother is going to be home nursing her child.
Why are you getting hostile? Okay? I'm not here opposed to anybody.
Okay. Because you have come in here to pronounce that somehow all
of
us are not worthy.
I'm working with you, but what I'm saying right now is this. When you say every mother should be, do you know what that sounds like?
Well, don't shut on me and I won't shut on you.
Okay, good. So don't shut on mothers. especially on Mother's Day.
We have a world today where the ladies in this world are no longer ladies. They're
Terry,
woman.
Why did you come here?
They're woman. I don't know.
Why
I
did you come to visit us?
Well, you're
it's
all,
important
you're
that
all you... knowing. I came for you to tell me.
No, you didn't. You certainly did not do that.
I thought after my visit last week that do we need this blank part of the tape, or do you want this on mic?
This is all going on tape.
Oh, okay. After last week,
the microphone gets the tape.
After last week,
it's still picking you up.
Everybody just scooted out of here. Okay, I know it had been a long day. I understand. How many people saw the video of Dr. Chochoa that are here?
I did.
You like it?
You're going to find that Dr. Chochoa is not too popular in very much of his own industry.
Well, of course. He's a doctor, and doctors don't want to find a cure for cancer. They want to find a reason to do more research.
What made you the authority on that?
Well, when I know that any disease is a dis-ease because you're not at ease, I know that medicine is not the way to treat disease, is it? You know that? We're at odds here. Why? We think alike.
I don't know. We get along very well.
Why do we need doctors to set broken bones, and if you have an accident and you're laying there and you need a facelift or something? What did you think of the tape? The research, the heart, the compassion.
Well, I think he put a lot of work into it. The tape itself was not that good because he spoke too fast, and I couldn't understand what he was saying.
I have seen the tape now 100 times, okay?
You just
need to see it 100 times.
Why would she want to see it 100 times if she didn't enjoy it once? Why are you trying to convince her that if she watched it more...
She didn't say she didn't enjoy it. She just said it was hard to perceive everything.
Why is only your way?
Well, first of all, I didn't see that particular tape my first time. That's an edited version that was put together so that, it went from point to point to give an overview of everything. I saw one constant lecture that lays down the principles of how his genius came up to looking for cures based on the first induced remission. In other words, all disease goes into remission for some people. Maybe they have leukemia and they get mumps or measles, and they're in remission. He investigated that. We have an impatient lady. I was here last week.
I'm extremely impatient, and I'm going to call a break. And the reason I'm going to is because you have come here to pronounce your way on everything. You're not interested in learning anything from being here.
I am very much interested in learning from
you. No, you're not.
I've debated.
You cannot speak to a closed mind, and yours is closed. You think it's open to everything. It is closed to almost everything.
I am suspicious of
everything. Commander, Mr. Randall.
You said last day, I mean, it's hard to stay in that position, but I know how it is to have the light come on within your mind, not visualize it like these occult groups or whatever. So I have been in the light, and I have been touched with a truth. Also, I'm just not sure, okay? I'm not sure. It's just like this thing with George Green and you. Why are people at odds, just like the thing with the churches, 2,000 churches?
Commander, after the break, I'd like to be able to talk.
Okay, the point is, we are all talking about an evil oligarchy. We're talking about...
Would you just sit down, please?
If you get more in unison, I can leave.
Well, that may be the next step.
No, you came to learn. So listen,
that's what we'll do the second half, okay? Again, answer that question. Why are we at odds with each other?
Because
you have come among us.
I am causing all your problems. I didn't cause George Green or whatever. I just happened to be
there. Then why aren't you annoying him?
See, I met George Green totally independent of you, okay? I've heard both sides. His story sounds legitimate. Your story sounds legitimate. I don't know who's telling the truth here. Okay? He tells me just check with the different lawyers and stuff. What I've been told by Rick.
Have you done any independent checking?
I came to deal that with David, but David never has time to sit down and work on what's important.
Well, have you done any independent checking at all other than that?
I'm going to call this to a break, please.
Like I say, I'm here.
Thank you.
Let them continue.
Let's all go have a break and have...
To end this meeting a little bit earlier today. So maybe we could move along.
Is that door?
Well, sort of, John.
Excuse me, I'm making fun of you. You're going to hustle along. That's good.
I think I've been insulted.
I wasn't trying to insult you.
I know, John. Randall wanted to share a few things. Ed needs to share a few things with us, too. So maybe we could do that. And we just won't get into any longer discussions. We truly do want to share this tape from Zita and Rick. It's not very long, and I know that you will enjoy it.
It's that stuff that I got, too. I'm sure.
So, first up.
Commander?
Yes.
Turn on.
Well, I turned it off. Well, I wanted to actually address creation and building from the standpoint of over the last 7 years. And I was going to try to talk a little earlier, but we ended up on a different note. But the process that I wanted to address, that many times I've been here to meetings for quite a long time, and missed quite a few meetings. I have to listen to them on tape because I have to drive 3.5 hours to get here. So you don't have to end early on my account.
I know, it makes it a little bit awkward.
But the process that I wanted to know about is, like, when we first started, we worked on business plans. We got them up, we put them up, did a boilerplate, so to speak. And a lot of those have been on hold for many years. And I wanted to address the process of, well, the bottom line would be, how long are they going to be on hold? Of course, we all want to know that. But more sometimes it's stated over the years, one, we have to get ourselves out of the way. We have to clear up certain messes. We have to go through experiences. Of course, I do that all the time. But the other is a few times you stated that you've put things on hold specifically. And then we also know that the adversary gets in there and they mess things up and they go awry based on those. So often when I take a moment and stop and listen, I'm not quite sure sometimes who's putting it on hold, whether it's myself, whether it's you specifically, and whether we have to wait for... There's always a chain that's always connected to the probabilities and possibilities. And... sequential patterns of events that surround each and every process of actually manifesting creation. And some of those pieces and players often aren't the right ones, including myself, on certain projects. And we need, I would like to know some ways to evaluate that so that the focus for manifestation and co-creation can be more precise.
Well, we'd all like that. I can give you some pros and some cons. And one of the cons is right now, and this that very term will come back to eat us alive. The con meaning negative, not the con man approach. We do go back a long way from the days of structuring sort of an overall necessity listing of just what would make us a self-sustaining, industrial-based village. I don't know how to speak in terms that we can communicate. You can hear and I can speak without using terms that truly are not suitable and that these ones get called on the carpet in deposition about. Community. Village. Aha, you just said you're a small group and going to own the town. No, that's not what I said. Although that may be what happens. But we, as a group, will not do anything. There never is an intent for that. What happens in communal relationships, let us say you want to start a commune, and we're going to do it in the middle of the Mojave Desert. Let's all converge on the Mojave Desert. Nobody has anything with which to build on or with. But now we're going to go over there and we're going to be godly and we're going to commune with each other and we're going to do great wonders create great miracles, who is going to? If there is a spokesperson, is that the responsibility of the spokesperson to have to produce everything? You see, that's the basic concept that ones have about this place. Well, we'll just all go over there and Commander's going to work it out. No, a commander doesn't work like that. If you want that, go to Ramtha. If you want that, go to Mafu or Lazarus. That's not part of this plan.
Yeah, and you know that's not what I'm asking.
I'm trying to explain to everybody in the room what I'm talking about with you. So ones come and ones go. And we do put together proposals. Already those proposals, some of them, Randall, have ended up with Green trying to pull money out of the Institute, getting ones, and John can verify this. He goes to Carson City. By the time he gets back, George has told him to pull his money out of the Institute in gold. Join with him, and they will do this big development because he already has the dome building project going with his architect that you ones had already paid. The Institute had already paid this man. So now there is a development. We're not fast enough, and we're certainly not quick enough at taking money. And I said taking it. That is not of God. And I will never build under any of those kinds of circumstances. So whatever, that may be one reason something goes on hold. Mostly things have gone on hold because nobody else has raised the money sufficient to do those major projects.